Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1503, air date October 27th, 2024.
4, 3, 2, and 1.
Hi, everyone. My name is Boz Anega. I'm a proud leader in the Truth Freedom Health Movement. Today, we're excited to bring to you a citizen discussion forum featuring our incredible warrior scholars. Welcome to our amazing participants, Frank Marshall, Vicky Marshall, Matt, and James. The purpose of today's forum is to hear from real people, regular, hardworking individuals just like you. This isn't about elites or celebrities. It's about inspiring others through our bottoms-up movement, powered by everyday working people from around the world. We're going to ask our volunteers and warrior scholars a series of questions to learn more about them and see and learn about how our volunteers are getting on the ground. First, we'll start with Frank Marshall. Can you share your journey with us, who you are, and where you come from?
Sure. Frank Marshall. I'm currently in Green Bay, Wisconsin. I was born and raised in a suburb on the south side of Chicagoland. Moved over when I was like 11 to the Indiana side, so still Chicagoland. Moved up to Green Bay right after I left the company that I was working with, the Garden Center. I was a stock boy in Indiana, and I worked my way up to field management. I was running a bunch of stores in a couple states. And seen they were going backwards, so we moved to Green Bay. I opened an optical place with my brother-in-law, who's an optometrist. I was the managing partner. And after 5 years, I was out of that. And I've been running a restaurant in Green Bay, Wisconsin, Italian pizza and pastaria for about 20 years now, a little over 20 years. And that's who I am and where I'm from.
Awesome. A restaurant owner, and you have a diverse background as far as what occupations you've worked in. And next, we'll move on to Vicky Marshall. Same question. Can you share your journey with us, who you are and where you're from?
Yes, absolutely. Frank Marshall is my husband, and we met in Aurora, Illinois, when he was running the garden centers. And we got married pretty young, so we've been married 37 years. And we have children, three, and we have three grandchildren. I am a radiographer, fancy word for x-ray tech. We've been in Wisconsin, like Frank said, for 20 plus years now. Frank does the restaurant. I work outside the home in a different profession as a radiographer. And I have siblings and a big family in Chicagoland. I have kids in Colorado, and that's it.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Vicky, for sharing. And next we'll move on to Matt. Same question. Can you share with us who you are, your journey, and where you're from?
Sure, yeah. My name is Matt Marovic. I'm from Pleasant Prairie, Wisconsin. I'm in a committed relationship. We have five kids together. I'm a small business owner. I've been an arborist for about 15 years. I recently started my own business, and it's taking off, and it takes a lot of my time. And my children and my beautiful girlfriend take up most of the rest. And I do my best to find time to stay committed to this wonderful organization that's taught me a lot over the last year and a half since I learned about Dr. Shiva.
That's awesome. And Trey's pulled up your location on the map. What's the small business that you're running?
Yeah, so I have my own tree company. So I do tree removals, tree trimming, plant health care.
Awesome.
This is good.
Awesome.
Yes.
Thanks so much, Matt. And finally, we have James. Same question. Can you tell us, can you share your journey with us, who you are and where you're from? Oh, you're muted, James.
I'm from Waukesha, Wisconsin. I'm a small business owner as well. I mostly do construction, remodeling, repairs, that kind of stuff for people. I'm also a full-time student right now. I'm going to college for tool and die making. I just like to tinker with things, fix things. We live in such a throwaway society. I would rather just fix things up than see people throw things away all the time. Also a dad, six kids, just had our 34th anniversary yesterday. So grew up in Idaho on a farm. Basically, I found I was at a loss because I started to not like the Republican Party, and I was looking for something a little bit more in alignment with what I had. And I found Dr. Shiva, so I've listened to his videos, gone through his schools. I mostly interact with disenfranchised voters from the RNC. I used to be super...
Our next question will get more into how you found the movement. So yeah, right. Yeah. But
I thought there were the whole series at once.
Yeah. Thanks so much, James. You, as you can see, everyone, we have a set of great leaders and volunteers in Wisconsin. Everyone's a working class person that is contributing to their community. These aren't grifters here. We'll move on to our next question for everyone here in Wisconsin. How did you first get involved with Truth, Freedom, and Health? What motivated you to join, and why are you a part of this? We'll start with Frank Marshall again.
Okay, so I got involved mostly because of my wife, Vicki. She started following Shiva during COVID and was quite a regular on anything he was doing online. And about a year ago, she asked me to join in and help out the movement. And she said I'd be the one that could, you know, help it out a little bit more in Wisconsin than she could. So I joined up, and I was following him a little bit here and there when I had some time, and very interested and intrigued by what he stood for and what the movement stood for and things like that. So I dove in big time. I put a lot of hours into it, a lot of dollars into it, and that's kind of how I got into it, was with Vicki. We're a good team with this. You know, they say, you know, when there's a husband and wife involved in the movement, it's even stronger. And I agree with that.
That's awesome. You have family. It's great when you have some family in the movement that can help you, help inspire you to act. So we'll move on to Vicki Marshall. How did you first get involved with the movement? What motivated you to join, and why are you a part of this?
During COVID, I was in the emergency room full on with everybody, and the hysteria that I saw, it swept me for maybe a couple days, and I knew there was something very odd that was happening, because, you know, I've been in the healthcare field for 30 years in the hospital, so I've seen everything. I knew something was wrong, and I really, you know, I can't even tell you exactly when I found Dr. Shiva, but I found him, and his words and what he was saying about taking vitamin D and boosting the immune system and going home and watching mainstream news and seeing that our government wasn't even commenting on vitamin D or getting out in the sunshine, I knew there was something terribly wrong. So that's where I found Truth with Dr. Shiva, and I started following. I'm ashamed to say it took me probably 2 years to sign up as a warrior, but I did last August, and I'm glad I did, because it's empowered me to know that I can make a difference, and I can understand the philosophy of the science of systems, how this works, that we are just coming back to our community with the tools and resources that Dr. Shiva has so with much gratitude and integrity have given us the capability to help empower ourselves. I've even supported him when he was running for Senate. I literally was like, anybody I would run into that was from Massachusetts, I would like say, hey, you got to vote for this guy. And I just knew it was truth. I knew it was the truth. It resonated with me. And that's what I tell people. It's my truth. And going through the science of system and understanding the political rhetoric, now I completely see something completely different. And I'm not swayed one way or another. I can be totally on task of following something and seeing something that is not correct, because I know the science of the system, and I'm very grateful for that.
That's very, very, very inspiring, Vicky. You worked in the medical field and you saw that there were problems going on around you, and you were looking for answers, and the system science course helped give you some perspective on that. And you've become a leader in Wisconsin, and we'll talk about what accomplishments you've had in the movement. You're a leader here and leader in Wisconsin. That's very inspiring. Thank you so much, Vicky, for sharing. And we'll move on to Matt next. Same question. How did you first get involved with the Truth, Freedom, and Health movement? What motivated you to join, and why are you a part of this?
Thank you very much for that question. And those three things, truth, freedom, and health, resonated with me for quite some time. About 14 years ago, my appendix ruptured, and I began to take my health very seriously. And that began my journey to understand and start to learn about what true health is. So I've always been building on my repertoire of things that add to the positive, healthy body. And that means every system in the body being healthy. And so having a healthy immune system, I thought, was the only thing that truly mattered during COVID. All the dialectic out there didn't really matter. And that's kind of what made Dr. Shiva stand out to me. He was the one true voice out of sea of people that was not getting caught up in the dialectic. He was staying focused on strengthening the immune system and keeping out of, you know, all the dialectic. So it wasn't, there's nothing fuzzy about it. So you can recognize truth when you're searching for it, you hear it, you know it. You know, so his COVID message resonated with me. You know, and then when I got into the course and I began to do the system science homework and learning, you know, how to, the power of three, of sticking on topic, it just made it so anytime I was having conversations with people regarding politics, I would notice a lot more movement with people when staying on topic and not getting lost in dialectics. And that's, yeah, that's kind of how I got involved in the movement. You know, I started off handing out flyers right away, printed off in color, and just went and did my, you know, duty as a warrior scholar to get in front of people, talk to them, let them know about Shiva, show the graph, that powerful graph, you know, and the lesser of two evils, voting for them is killing our children. How powerful is that? Immediately got the presidential sign in my front yard, you know, that I'm sure tilted a lot of heads, and then the bumper sticker too. So I got as much of that message out as I could early on. Yeah. So that's a little bit about my history with Dr. Shiva and how I came into the movement.
That's awesome, Matt. And the course that Matt's talking about is the Warrior Scholar course, which everyone that's watching is encouraged to take to learn about the science of systems, how the swarm manipulates us and tries to get us into this left-right dialectic. And the course teaches you how to think from a systems approach, learn that everything isn't binary, and it provides real solutions. And the graph he's talking about right there, life expectancy going down, cost of living going up, and the only solution to that is building a bottoms-up movement. The Shatter the Swarm video that QR code takes you to, it provides a lot of insight. So we'll move on to James next. Same question. How did you first get involved with the movement, and what motivated you to join? Why are you a part of this?
So I followed Mike Adams, the health ranger, for years, and he interviewed Dr. Shiva live one day, and he gave a link to his thing, and I thought, okay, well, I'll go check him out, because I was currently dissatisfied with the RNC. So, I mean, I ran for school board here. I used to be a VIP member of the RNC, and I knew the bigwigs and did worked really hard with that. But what made me disfranchised wasn't COVID. It was the doing nothing and not caring when the 2020 election was stolen here in Wisconsin. There are so many discrepancies and illegal things going on, and all the voting was wrong. And all my RNC leaders, politicians, state representatives, local representatives, weren't doing anything or were doing very little to correct it. And I'm like, well, it's like you don't care who wins. You don't care about it. It's like, then it started to dawn on me that it was the same side of the coin kind of a picture. So that's when I started to just kind of go my own way and look for things. And then I ran into Dr. Shiva through his interview with the Health Ranger. I went to his website, listened to him, signed up, took the courses. And so now I mostly, I'll ask that in the next question, but I talk to people a lot that are disenfranchised, because there's a lot of disenfranchised people like me in the state and in my area that are looking for something different that's not more the same or the lesser of two evils. Because I think people, at least the people that I run with, are tired of the lesser of two evils.
That's awesome. So you got sick of the just voting for the lesser of two evils, and you wanted an alternative. You wanted a real, you wanted a better option. Thank you so much for sharing, James. And we'll move on to our final question for everybody. We'll start with you, Frank. What role do you currently play in Truth, Freedom, and Health? Can you tell us about your accomplishments and how you're making a difference?
Okay, so my current role is I'm one of the leaders in Wisconsin with my wife. We went out and got volunteers, as many as we could. We only got a handful. A lot of them that we talked to were going to do things on their own. They didn't have a lot of time for the meetings and things like that. So we had a lot of people do that. I started out getting signatures in the state of Michigan for practice, because I knew we were going to do it in Wisconsin several months later. So I went up to Michigan, hour and a half, and got a bunch of signatures there, about 140. I hit my family in Indiana. Vicki hit her family in Illinois. So we were getting our practicing to get signatures. And so we got about almost 2,000 signatures in the Marshall household between me, the wife, and our two daughters. One of them visited from Colorado for a week just to help us. And she was practicing because she was going to help Colorado. And so we got about almost 2,000. We brought a kid over from, he's a young man from Minnesota, and he helped us. He got like 1,300 signatures in a week. I got 1,400, and, you know, took me almost 5 weeks. So after the signatures, we got them on the ballot, thanks to everybody's help. And then we went to court with the Wisconsin's Elections Commission. They kicked us off of the ballot. So we had a hearing, and it didn't go well. They favored to keep Shiva off the ballot, or take him off the ballot, because we did get on. And then now we're in the middle of a federal lawsuit that me and my wife have filed in the district court. And that got thrown out. So now we're currently in the Chicago court. Chicago oversees three states, Illinois, Indiana, and Wisconsin. Federal courts. So we're in the appeal process right now with them. So we're trying to at least, hopefully they'll kick it out, I think is our goal, so we can go to the Supreme Court to get it changed. But I'm still continuing to hand out cards and flyers and printing literally hundreds of thousands of flyers. I mailed 132 flyers out in the Appleton area, and got thousands of dollars into this campaign, trying to get the word out there. So that's what I'm doing now. Still trying.
That's an incredible amount of work. And you got on the ballot, and they legally take us off, and then you learn how to fight back. You learn how to file a federal lawsuit. And there's a video of Frank giving an incredible testimony during one of these court hearings, and you were very, very eloquent, and it was very inspiring. Like they didn't know what to say to you. So Thank you so much, Frank. We'll move on to Vicki Marshall. Same question. What role do you currently play in the bottoms? Oh, getting some feedback. Maybe mute Vicki. What role do you currently play in the bottoms up movement? Can you tell us about your accomplishments and how you're making a difference?
Sure. So I talked to a lot of people about Dr. Shiva, family, friends. My daughter did go through the health educator system. She's also a warrior scholar. I follow up with any volunteers that we get through Truth Freedom Health. I'll make phone calls to them. I did help California get their electors the past month. Collected signatures in Wisconsin, and I collected some in Illinois also. And I'm just going to continue to hand out cards at this time and speak my truth about how I feel. That Dr. Shiva is a mentor and an educator, and he's also a peer. He's does this because of the love of for humanity. And yeah, I'm just going to continue to hand out these cards and spread the word. That's all I have right now.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Vicki. That's inspiring. Yeah, it's love for all humanity, and you're a leader, and you're doing a lot of great work there. Thank you so much for sharing, Vicki. And we'll move on to Matt next. What role do you currently play in the movement? Can you tell us about your accomplishments and how you're making a difference?
Sure. So I just want to thank again, Frank and Vicki, for everything you've done. The amount of work that you've put into this is truly inspiring. And again, we can't thank you enough for all that you do and continue to do for the movement. That being said, I have brought a few folks over to our town halls who I was able to do so by using what we learned in Dr. Shiva's course about sticking to what people do and not what people say. So I would like to just let people know that if you don't try to argue with people, if you just stick to facts like we're taught in the Warrior Scholar program, you can really get people on your side quickly. And you can get them in front of a large group of people like we've had every Thursday on our town hall meetings and open house meetings. It's a very powerful tool that anybody can be that person. You know, anybody can do that. It's very simple. The system in place, the infrastructure within the movement makes it very simple for anyone to be, you know, someone like me that encourages people to get in front of this information. You know, we can bring them here, we can get them immersed, you know, and then let them do what they're going to do. You know, not everybody can do what Frank and Vicki do, and again, we applaud you guys for what you do, but anybody can go take this course, can learn how to communicate properly, learn the power of three, and bring anyone into this movement. And I think it's important to know that we all know within this movement, within this community, that Dr. Shiva is our president and will continue to be our president well after November 5th. We're not really paying attention to that election other than to see, you know, our polling numbers, which is going to be so exciting to see. We have the movement. We have redefined what winning means, according to Dr. Shiva. Brilliant answer to a question. How do you expect to win, Dr. Shiva? Well, I think we have to redefine winning. And is there anybody else in politics right now that is raising consciousness just by being themselves, just by bringing fire like he's bringing? No one. So if we continue to raise consciousness through the Truth, Health, Freedom movement, we can all be our own heroes. We can all maintain this movement well beyond November. Back to you.
Bazin, you're still muted.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, thank you so much, Matt. That was inspiring. Yes, we need to redefine winning. It's about us raising our consciousness, us understanding that we need to get on the ground and build a movement and not support the not so obvious establishment. We need to get on the ground and hand out cards because of those, that graph, it's cost of living going up, life span going down. And so thank you so much, Matt, for that. That was very inspiring. And we'll move on to James' final question. What role do you currently play in the movement? Can you tell us about your accomplishments and how you're making a difference?
Yeah, I just talked to people in small groups and one-on-one. We had Vicky come down. I run a small group that meets. It's got about 30 people in it. That's probably my largest influence. We meet in person and we just talk about what's going on in life around us. So I introduced Dr. Shiva to them and talked about that to them. I'm on X mostly for my news and stuff. And when I find disfranchised people on X, I'll send the link to Dr. Shiva for president and I engage them there. I find a lot of people who are kind of like I am. I just reach out to people who are like me. They're tired of voting for the lesser of two evils, or people who are sitting out of election because they don't like either one. And that's where I go to. I'm on campus. I go to a community college, full-time student there. So I call them younglings, but you know, the 20-something kids there, I'll just ask them once in a while, hey, are you going to vote or did you vote? Or, you know, where are you at with politics? And, you know, if they say, hey, it doesn't matter, who cares, whatever, then I'll talk to them. If they're open-minded to talk to them, or I'll use the lead-in question, you know, hey, can I just ask a question as an old guy? You know, what do you as a kid think about this, right? So it's just an easy lead-in question. And then I just pass out cards and talk to people. I've kind of been doing that my whole life. It's just I got disenfranchised with doing it for the RNC after they had no action, or it looked like they didn't really care about people or about the vote or about anything really that was going on. You know, health, when you look back into it, it's like they didn't care. So I'm like, well, I guess I'm done with that. So that's how I've kind of found my home. And I just reach out to people on a small scale level. And I signed up, took the courses and got I think it was a text message from Vicky first, and then a phone call, and then we met. And so that's kind of where I'm at and what I'm doing.
That's awesome, James. Taking that step and talking to your community, talking to young people in your community to help open their minds, and you're handing out cards to educate your neighbors. That's fantastic. Okay, thank you so much to our amazing team in Wisconsin. Thank you to all our Warrior Scholars for sharing their stories and inspiring others today. Leaders, Warrior Scholars, volunteers handing out cards. Thank you everyone for supporting Shiva for president. To take the next steps, please visit shatterthesworm.com to find out how the few control the many. Sign up for our free Get Off the Plantation course. We offer 20 videos designed to raise your consciousness and help you break free from the systems that control you. Next step is becoming a Warrior Scholar and learning how to fight. This is where you'll learn how to fight effectively and become a system scientist equipped to lead others. And then join our town hall. Every Thursday, we host a town hall and orientation at 11 a.m. Eastern and 8 p.m. Eastern. This is your chance to meet other great leaders and speak with Dr. Shiva directly. And we're getting close to Election Day. Election Day is November 5th. You want to start handing out cards. If you're in the U.S., start handing out cards. Vote right in Dr. Shiva cards. If you're living abroad, this movement is not limited to the United States. It's worldwide. Get your country's card. You can go to vashiva.com/cards, and you can get a card in your language that represents your country. And you can get people to learn more about the movement. They'll watch that. They'll go to that QR code on the back. They'll see that graph, cost of living going up, lifespan going down, and the video will provide a solution. It'll teach them a bit of the science of systems, and then they can start moving towards those next steps of taking it off the plantation and becoming a Warrior Scholar. Okay, together everyone, we'll continue to build this movement from the ground up. Thank you again for being a part of the conversation, and let's keep fighting for a better future. Thanks everyone.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bazin. Appreciate you leading this discussion today.
Yes, thank you.
Who would have ever thought I'd be running for president of the United States of America? I was born a low-caste untouchable in India's caste system, a system of aristocracy, oppression, and racism. My name is Dr. Shiva Ayyadure. I'm an MIT PhD, a Fulbright scholar, a scientist, engineer, entrepreneur, and inventor. My family and I left India to come to America on my 7th birthday. I grew up in the working-class neighborhoods of New Jersey, playing baseball, mowing lawns, painting houses, and coding software. My friends and neighbors are blacks, Italians, Irish, people of all races. As a 14-year-old, I wrote 50,000 lines of software code to create the world's first email system and was awarded the first U.S. copyright for email, recognizing me as its official inventor at a time when copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I did that long before I ever came to MIT, revealing that big innovations can occur anytime, any place, by anybody. Growing up, I saw politicians dividing us by race and religion in both America and India to have us fighting each other while they remained safe in their gated communities and in their playgrounds of Hollywood, Martha's Vineyard, and Silicon Valley. I'm a fighter. I fought racism and exposed their imperialist wars, fought for workers, and put my life on the line against global corruption. I never wanted to run for political office. All that changed when I saw working Americans as never before being duped by the establishment and the not-so-obvious establishment. Across left and right, we were being sold out and made to forget why we came to America and why America existed. Lawyers, academics, billionaires, celebrities, and politicians, elites, Clintons, Kennedys, Bidens, Obamas, Bushes, black and white, have hijacked America. They printed trillions for their friends. They delivered crumbling infrastructure, corruption, and racism. They've transferred trillions to themselves, dividing black and white, fear-mongering, and fake science. Lockdowns and censorship, dirty air, food, and water, pushing drugs upon us, making us sicker. We've been sold out. One set of rules for them and another for us. We deserve a warrior with a history of courage in putting everything on the line for you, who believes in you, not them, who has created a movement bottoms up for truth, freedom, health. I've exposed their lies at the right time, never waiting until it was popular. I've exposed their false gods who exist to lead you back to them. I've exposed their fake science of lockdowns and masking and provided you solutions to fight them and win and protect your immune system, saving millions. I exposed Fauci, galvanized the Fire Fauci campaign when others remained silent. When they stole our election, we sued the government and Twitter in our historic 2020 federal lawsuit, exposing in bare view the government and big tech censorship infrastructure, the unholy alliance between government and social media companies. Where was Elon and his grifters? They stood by the sidelines and did nothing. They did not use their megaphones to help us when it could have made a big difference. Now our movement grows for truth, freedom, health, independent of all of them. Every day, millions are learning the science of systems, the knowledge the elites do not want you to have, so you may learn how to think, stand up, and fight, independent of the establishment of left and right and their fake heroes. Now it's time for you to join the movement to win back America, to win back truth, win back freedom, win back your health. That's why I'm running for president of the United States. This race is about you. This race is about truth, freedom, health versus power, profit, control. We've had enough. They think we'll fall in line and vote again for their lawyers, celebrities, billionaires, and chosen ones from above. We choose our heroes from below, from the rank and file, who do what is right at the right time, not when it's convenient and popular. They can never represent us. What America needs is a movement by the working people, for the working people, who are educated, organized, decentralized, and fight for independence from their systems of control. And that movement exists. It's ready for you. We don't need them. We need us to go bottoms up, neighbor to neighbor. My journey, your journey, are all the same. It's our time. It's time we had one of us. It's time to win back truth, freedom, health, to win back America. Be part of this historic movement, all the way to our victory on November 5th, 2024. If you're an American citizen, pledge your vote now for Dr. Shiva Ayyadure, the independent candidate for U.S. president. No matter where you live, you can be a part of this. Volunteer as little as 20 minutes a day. Don't delay. This is Dr. Shiva Ayyadure, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Shiva for president. We have allowed our country to be taken over from within, and the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have.
They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to. And we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that. And that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left wing, right wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train a army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media. We need leaders, but they need training because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We got to train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up. Working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You've got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is the not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is the not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you on the left and the right. The Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you. The Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're going to follow on the left wing Bernie Sanders. Oh, he said something. Or Robert Kennedy. Scumbags. Or you're going to follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not going to lead us to liberation. It's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement. And that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done. And it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up. His own, quote unquote, people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhealth.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics. And I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. Now, the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhealth.com so people can sign in. They can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth, Freedom, Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there, but we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhealth.com.